Case number 10,219, Christine Brown, east of Road 275, south of Mute Swan Lane, being lot, lot 4 within Somerset Development. A variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Once again.
You guys look familiar. Same situation. This was actually happened about 35, 45 days prior. We obtained a building permit to build a deck. 30 foot in the front, 10 foot in the side, 10 foot in the rear. The deck was constructed. The CO was actually issued in this case. These people are just looking actually for a 3-foot variance.
Okay.
But what is going on at the front desk?
If I knew that answer, I would probably be running the front desk.
This doesn't seem like that tough a problem. It's the same one repeatedly.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's in this particular neighborhood, there is actually only about 5 or 6 through lots.
Yeah, on that, right on that
so
road.
It's not the entire community. I guess it's just something that...
Well, we had one before you got up here. I mean, this is the third one tonight.
I'll tell you exactly what happens. They walk in, and it should not happen, but they walk in, they fire it up on the computer, which would be the district map, or they fire it up and they look at it and they see it and they say, oh, gee whiz, what is this, MR? So 30, 10, and 10.
Well, and all of the houses on that row?
Yeah, they just looked at 30, 10, and 10.
Yeah. Same.
Now, to be able to determine whether you have a through lot, you have to go to the maps to take
exactly.
a look at the map and see whether...
He came back in. They all went to the map.
Yeah, planning and zoning took me over to building codes, and then we got out the map and discovered that's what the problem
and then
was.
And then I told them.
Again, I can talk to Mr. Parker.
Do they not, as a matter of course, bring up the map? I mean, they all do is bring up the written material, no map.
Let me say this. I don't know what to do. Mr. Parker, the director, instructions are. I can't speak for him, but I can speak to him.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just...
No, I mean, I can speak
you're
to...
Our, you're our conduit to the people that have some control over this, and it just seems ridiculous that
going
it
on.
Happens. You know, out of 15 cases, it happens 3 times in one night, and actually, we're not done yet.
No.
Right. I would be glad to sit down and talk to him and report back to the board, perhaps some kind of communications for you at that time.
Even back to the dwellings.
You wish.
The dwellings are even, every house on that, we looked at each one of them. I said, look it up and see what the original building permit for the house was. And it says 10 feet.
10 feet?
On even building the home.
Yeah.
So.
And they were through lots.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Unless they changed after they moved in, but not according to the map.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Now, let me put it this way. I go back long enough just to give you a fast synopsis. I go back long enough where you had to use the map, so we didn't have a computer.
Right.
These mistakes weren't made. Now you kind of lean on that computer a little bit. It doesn't tell you everything. It tells you an awful lot.
Yeah.
But it's still up to the person.
Well, you know, you get busy sometimes, and you think the info's there, and it's good enough, and you just go about your day.
We're too busy just to do that.
Exactly.
Okay, are there any, excuse me, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Hudson? Or Mr. Mills? Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move to approve case number 10219, as I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. It's a through lot and permit issued incorrectly.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,219. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.